Well, let's stick in New Hampshire. The conventional wisdom is that New Hampshire, in contrast to conservative Iowa, is home to the moderate Republican primary voter.
And indeed, the polls there continue to favor Mitt Romney. But there are other indicators of the political zeitgeist, and here's one of them. The New Hampshire state legislature in Concord is advancing some very hot-button conservative proposals right now. That's caught the eye of Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa, who joins us. Hey there, Adam.
Hey, guys. Perhaps hottest of all of the buttons is that legislative leaders in New Hampshire say that they are planning to take up a bill to repeal New Hampshire's marriage equality law once they get through the primary season, so as early as next week. This is a bill that would replace same-sex marriage in New Hampshire with civil unions.
Now, Adam, does that have a chance of passing?
Concord observers that I have talked to say yes, it could. Remember that in 2002, we saw a major reversal of the Democratic trend that we've been seeing in New Hampshire. 2010, I'm sorry. Their House went from a Democratic majority to a 3-1 Republican majority. So the votes may be there. That said, they do still have a Democratic governor, John Lynch, who says that he would veto any same-sex marriage repeal. So the question is, could the measure get a veto-proof majority, and that's less clear.
So that's one bill, the hottest of all the buttons. What are some of the others?
Well, the New Hampshire House, in its first session of the year yesterday, passed a fetal homicide bill that would change the law to treat the intentional killing of a fetus 24 weeks or older as a murder.
Abortion, essentially.
Exactly. They also approved a bill that would require state colleges and universities to allow people to carry guns on campus. That got a lot of press yesterday. And today, they voted to make gun permits optional statewide.
Oh, boy. So we've got guns, abortion, gay marriage. What about fiscal matters? Any conservative fiscal matters on the docket?
Yeah, actually, there's been this fascinating battle waging in New Hampshire over passenger rail, specifically a proposal for a commuter line that would go from Concord down to Nashua, down to Manchester, a spur out to the Manchester airport, and then meet up with the MBTA commuter rail in Lowell. There does exist a 5-year-old entity called the New Hampshire Rail Transit Authority. It's not state funded. It is, in fact, all volunteer. What they do have are some federal grants to do a feasibility study. And the opponents of this idea are so opposed that they don't even want it studied. They passed a bill last year that took away what little power the rail authority had. Governor Lynch vetoed that, and then today the House tried to override his veto, and they fell just 8 votes short, which I can tell you, in a 400-person chamber, is a razor-thin margin.
So they don't even want to study, so serious opposition to even thinking about passenger rail in amongst New Hampshire state lawmakers?
Yeah, and it's interesting to note that at the national level, infrastructure is almost an invisible issue among Republicans right now. Politico just had this story in which they tried to find anything about infrastructure or transportation in the campaign rhetoric or the policy documents from the GOP presidential campaigns, and they came up virtually dry. And for what it's worth, Politico's analysis of that was just that infrastructure has become synonymous with deficit spending in the minds of conservatives right now and is thus out of favor.
Well, Adam, this raises the question, does the conservative state legislative agenda in New Hampshire say anything about the mood of New Hampshire voters who are going to be going to the polls for the primary on Tuesday?
Well, this is the thing that I was wondering. So I asked Dante Scala. He's a political scientist at UNH, and he studies changing political demography in New Hampshire. And he said that what we're seeing in Concord today is the result of those 2010 midterms. Because it was in the state house races where the Tea Party was really able to break in. But Scala thinks that that probably has more to do with the kind of people who were running for those offices in 2010 versus the people who were voting for those offices. Here's what he said.
You know, you may know a good bit about the person you're voting for state legislature, or all you may know is that there's an R next to her name. And New Hampshire voters were in a mood to vote Republican up and down the ballot. So the key was the primaries, and that's where you saw the Tea Party have an effect on the types of Republicans that were put on the ballot.
So the New Hampshire Republican electorate is still moderate by national standards?
Yeah, it may have become a little more conservative, perhaps, but it hasn't transformed its essential kind of right-of-center, moderate conservative nature.
And Megan and Anthony, back to what we began with, the legislature in New Hampshire may vote to repeal gay marriage, but the New Hampshire people still support gay marriage by a 62% majority, according to a UNH poll from October. That said, Professor Scala told me that he could see Rick Santorum making a strong second to Mitt Romney on Tuesday because staunch conservatives are still looking for their candidate, even in New Hampshire.
Interesting.
Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, stay with us because coming up next, some outside-the-box thinking about fixing public transit in Massachusetts, some big ideas that don't involve big fare increases. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.